July 23rd. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Acts 9, verse 3. One of the most dramatic and memorable conversions in the history of the Christian church had its beginning on a dusty Syrian road a few years after Jesus' crucifixion. Saul, in the company of several men, was on assignment from the high priest in Jerusalem to go to Damascus and search out followers of Christ so that they might be persecuted. The details as written by St. Luke in the book of Acts are sparse, but we can flesh out the picture as drawn from three sources. Suddenly, about midday, a light brighter than the sun blinds the group of travelers. They fall to their knees. They are trembling. A voice comes out of the light, but no one in the group sees its source. Apparently, only Saul is able to understand. This is significant. It is assumed that the others with Saul were also persecutors of Christians, and that they too might be subject to admonitions from on high. But God was speaking only to Saul at this time. Maybe some in the group were converted later as a result of Saul's conversion. This we don't know. What we do know is that the Lord had taken dead aim on Saul, and the result was predictable. It is the same when God singles us out. When the time is right, He sends His all-revealing light. It is the light of truth which convicts us and converts us. Once we have seen that light, nothing is ever quite the same. Thank you, Lord, for sending your truth to us.